Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is also for Senator Carignan, and it is also from a member of the public, Jordan Hill from Dundas, Ontario, and his topic is voter fraud, and I will read his exact words. Is there any concrete evidence that voter fraud is a significant problem in Canadian elections? My definition of voter fraud is knowingly voting when you know that you have no legal right to do so, or conspiring with others to vote illegally. There might be a few cases where illegal votes are made, but without criminal intent. One measure of whether this is a serious problem is to identify the number of investigations that take place and the number of charges and convictions that result from that. And those are his exact words, to identify the number of investigations that take place and the number of charges and convictions. Now, can you tell us the number of charges and convictions that occurred as a result of investigations from the 2011 election that caught in this undemocratic bill?
Madame Senator Carignan.
Senator, et j'ai oublié le nom du citoyen que vous avez dit. Comment il s'appelle? The name of the citizen.
Just what's the name of the citizen?
Oh, his name is Jordan Hill from Dundas, Ontario.
Donc, je pense qu'une usurpation de vote et de trop dans une démocratie. Et notre système électoral doit s'assurer dans le meilleur intérêt de notre démocratie qu'une personne ne puisse pas voter pour quelqu'un d'autre et qu'il n'y ait pas d'infraction de ce genre. Et j'ose espérer que cette opinion est partagée par les deux côtés de la Chambre.
Honourable Senator Smith.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I mean, to do something like this, which the head of Elections Canada is going to disenfranchise thousands of people, a lot of them older citizens. That's what he's saying on the record, and you're not giving me any statistics to back this up, why you're bringing it in. I'll ask you the question again. Can you tell me the number of charges and convictions that have occurred as a result of investigations from the 2011 election? How many were there?
Madame Senator Carignan.
Je crois qu'il est beaucoup plus sécuritaire de s'assurer d'avoir deux pièces d'identité pour voter, pour identifier une personne. Deux pièces parmi 39 formes de pièces d'identité possibles, plutôt que de pouvoir voter sur la base de quelqu'un qui connaît, qui a vu l'homme, qui a vu l'ours.
Honorable Senator Smith.
Question. My question was, what evidence have you that this is happening that warrants bringing in a bill that is widely believed and from the head of Elections Canada is going to mean that a lot of eligible voters won't be able to vote? What's your hard evidence to justify it?
Honorable Senator Carignan.
Quelle est la preuve qu'il n'y en a pas?
Senator Smith, you have another question?
Well, no, we're talking to Dreamland here, so. Evidence of charges and convictions.
Alors, restons calmes, restons calmes. Senator Schmidt, do you have another question?
No, I'll give the time to.
Senator Fraser, vous avez une question?
Monsieur le Sénateur Carignan, vous avez dit qu'un exemple de vote qui n'aurait pas dû être admis, c'est trop. C'est sûr. Étant donné que moi-même, j'ai été victime de fraude électorale un beau jour, quelqu'un avait voté en mon nom, je suis sensible à cela. Mais je n'ai pas demandé pour autant qu'on change la loi. La question était plus que légitime. Combien de cas existent qui justifient ce changement majeur dans notre système électoral?
Madame Sénateur Carignan.
Alors, merci, sénatrice. Alors, votre cas justifie la modification de la loi.